At the 2013 Ag Connect Expo, I'm visiting with Rick Tolman. And Rick, I know you're going to be on a panel here pretty soon. Glad to see you, and wanted to maybe get a little soundbite from you about Commodity Classic coming up. How's things looking?
Looking real good. It's hard to believe it's only a couple of weeks away. Last numbers I heard, we completely sold out the trade show space and added more, and had a waiting list of people wanting to get in. We've added two more hotels. We're on track to match last year, which was record attendance. Last I heard, we have over 4,000 people registered. Last year, I think we had 6,000, and so things are looking really good. Secretary Vilsack has confirmed he's going to be a speaker again, so looking for a good show.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing the secretary. I don't know. In last year, I've seen him more than almost any other secretary I've ever had the pleasure to follow and cover over the years. Something that I thought might be interesting to get your reaction on, we had, and I guess it's in USA Today today, some new, probably not real good information on the part of the petroleum industry, making some bad claims about ethanol and E15. What kind of, what do you say to that kind of effort?
Well, it's not unexpected. If you think about it, they're looking at a sudden upsurge in domestic production. We're looking at a shrinking gasoline market because of our CAFE standards, our miles, the recession. And so you have a shrinking market, increased production, and then you have a ethanol that's taken away 10% of the market. And if the RFS is left in place, it'll take 20% away. So they're responding to what they see as a competitive threat. And they're attacking everything they can attack. The RINs, the biodiesel RINs, the cellulosic standard, now they're after E15. And what they're trying to do is undermine political support for the renewable fuel standard, for biofuels, so they can go in and take that out.
Let's go back to the show we're at right now. You're going to have a chance, I guess, to be on a panel with, you mentioned Kip Thom. I think his he's on about every poster around here as one of their mavericks and masters, which I know you were kind of part of that program. What kind of message do you have for farmers coming out to a show this time of year right now?
You know, I think it's a really interesting time that we're in. My message is be prepared for more volatility. It was, last year we had a drought that really changed the landscape of what we're doing. It really changed our prospects in terms of farm bill, for better or for worse, and ethanol or renewable fuel standard. 2 years ago, we had a flood, and so what will this year bring? And I think if you can keep that in mind, keep a long-term marketing plan, and you're prudent with what you do, it's an exciting time because that volatility gives you an opportunity to really be a marketer and not just a producer.
Well, thank you very much, Rick, for stopping here for a moment to visit with me. I'll look forward to your presentation on your panel here just in a little while. So here from AgConnect Expo, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.